You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It wouldn't be a market update show without starting off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. Joined on the line by Head of Research at F&B Wealth and Investments, Chantel Marks, to take a look at some of the market movements throughout the day. Good afternoon. Good evening, Chantel. Happy to speak to you again. Looks as though it was a fairly decent day, depending on which side of the market you were on. If you were a resource counter or resource favorite, today was definitely not a good day for you. But I suppose if you are into financials and industrials, it wasn't so bad.
It wasn't too bad at all. Although I must say, within the industrial space, you would have wanted to hold the Rand hedges. Even though the Rand was stronger, the Rand hedges were well supported by stronger equity markets globally. But it does seem as if the mid and small caps on the JSE struggled a little bit today. But as you mentioned, financials did extremely well on the back of really solid results from Capitec. Capitec was up 7.8% today. So really pulling that that entire sector up. And then on the resources side, unfortunately, coming under pressure, we did have the Rand gold price and the Rand platinum price down today. So I think that explains why the platinum and gold miners were lower. But Anglo American also released a production update that the market didn't love. So that dragged down the rest of the diversified miners. And Sasol, unfortunately, down 10.9% today after a disappointing nine-month update.
Yeah, that Sasol update was definitely not what we thought we would get. And I suppose Capitec as well on the upside, definitely coming in a lot stronger than what we anticipated. And the market absolutely loving those Capitec numbers. And I'm looking forward to that conversation with the Capitec CEO just after our conversation. Chantel, I want to look at the state of markets at the moment. But before we look at international markets, let's touch on We Buy Cars, because the last time you and I spoke, it was pre the We Buy Cars listing. We looked at the 18 Rand level. We said we could potentially get up to 25 Rand. That listing has since gone on. We Buy Cars has sort of been trading around that 20 Rand range, hasn't really broken significantly beyond 21 Rand since listing. And the other side of that coin, the transaction capital conversation, they're at, I think they closed the day at 2 Rand 79, 2 Rand 80, and we initially spoke about it, saying that we just the stock could trade above 3 Rand or so. I want to get your thoughts on how the unbundling has settled in the market and whether or not either of the stocks at this stage has good value to it.
Yes. So, I mean, We Buy Cars started off with a bang. So we did see it rise quite nicely on the first day of trading. And since then, it's been a little bit topsy-turvy. And over the last two trading sessions, we've seen the stock come under a bit of pressure. But that seems to be in line with kind of that mid-cap, small-cap space in South Africa generally. So I think that there could be an element of kind of risk off in that space specifically in the lead up to elections. There's a lot going on around the narrative around elections at the moment. So I think that a lot of investors are perhaps waiting before they get too heavily involved in SA Inc. We Buy Cars, I still think, offers a lot of value. Our fair value is just under 24 Rand. But it could take a while for the stock to get to that fair value. I think the market will probably wait for results, see whether or not the promises of the management team actually come through in the next few reporting cycles, and then we should see it trade closer to its fair value. Then on transaction capital, initially the share didn't fall by as much as we expected. So there was a bit of a delayed selling of transaction capital post the We Buy Cars and bundling. So we knew there was going to be pressure. We knew it was going to probably trade below its fair value because a lot of investors were just holding transaction capital for We Buy Cars. And without We Buy Cars, what's the point of holding transaction capital? Probably at in a very small proportion in the portfolio. So it's since continued to pull back. We still think that there's a lot of value in the company, but we concede that there's a trust deficit between the market and the management team. And what's left is basically SA Taxi that no one likes, GOMO that's in its infancy, and Newton, a really solid business, but not a very exciting business, I think. So again, I think we're going to have to go through a few reporting cycles in order for the market to feel comfortable with assigning a higher valuation to the stock.
Chantal, you mentioned that earnings and these numbers become so much more important as we go through these reporting cycles. And I want to look across to what's happening in the US. We know we've got earnings coming out today. Tesla, the focal point has been on that stock for today's earnings release that we're going to get from them. But there's also a couple of big conversations this week as well, the likes of Visa, the likes of Chevron and ExxonMobil. What are your thoughts around what's happening with US earnings season at the moment? Are we seeing surprises there? I know the banks started us off in a rather disappointing fashion, and we've sort of been struggling along since then, but there have been some really good reports. Are you seeing anything that stands out for you?
Yeah, so the banks weren't great, but they were still better than expected. And I think that that's kind of the narrative that is dominating right now. So far, so good, because even though certain sectors are expected to release soft numbers or earnings that are going down, they generally are surprising to the upside, which, funnily enough, is actually something that US stocks tend to do. They tend to surprise on the upside. But the earnings surprise so far, if you look at the companies that have reported results to date, is still above 9%. So companies have generally surprised to the upside and by quite a substantial margin. Growth as well has been pretty solid. We've got earnings growth so far on an aggregate basis of about 6.8%. The market was looking for 3.5% more or less at the end of the quarter. So generally, I think it is going quite well. But 101 stocks out of the 500 S&P 500 stocks have reported results thus far. So we're just over the 20% mark. And the technology space is a huge weighting on the S&P 500. And I think it also has a huge impact on sentiment around US stocks and equity markets generally at the moment. So it's going to be absolute key that these companies perform well relative to expectations and in absolute terms, because they're now demanding these high valuations. We've seen the likes of Nvidia and Microsoft and Alphabet and Apple continue to do so well in the market, where the rest of the world have basically seen equity markets trading sideways so far this year. So a crucial week, I think. And I mean, I'm nervous. I don't know. My hands are sweating as I'm sitting here just talking about it.
Let's keep those nerves, because I want to get your thoughts on the Rand. 1911 is where we're at the moment. We've been as high as 1924, 25 last week. We started the month at 1830 or 1840 or so. So we've lost quite a bit of ground in that respect. And you touched on something around the elections creating a lot more volatility. I suppose as we draw closer to that election time, we are likely to see that happen. I mean, there's reports now that if we see a coalition between certain parties, we might go up to 21 Rand 50 in terms of the Rand value against the dollar there. How are you reading the currency at the moment, or the risk premium that is priced into South Africa? And is it enough to keep investors away until the outcome of the election?
Yeah, so I mean, actually, the Rand has not been nearly as bad as it could have been in the lead up to elections. It's obviously a pretty volatile currency. It's a high beta currency, and it does tend to react quite heavily to domestic issues as well as global issues. But if you look at the Rand year to date, it is kind of middle of the pack. So out of the 30 major currencies outside of the US dollar, the Rand is the 14th best, or well, 15th worst, if you want to put it that way. It's like a properly middle of the pack performer year to date. And even if we look at the recent sell-off, the Rand has just sold off in line with other emerging currencies and market currencies. And I think that a lot of that has more to do with what's happening in the US around inflation. Those inflation numbers continuing to top estimates, and now the market freaking out, pulling back expectations for rate cuts, and that dollar reacting by being stronger. I think it's more a function of that than what is specifically happening in the South African context.
Well, I suppose for today, we will take that it is sort of in the middle of the pack, because if I remember correctly, when we finished out last year, we were the third worst performing currency in terms of traded currency. So we'll take the win and we'll keep soldiering on. Thanks so much for that update, Chantal. Chantal Marks, Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments, joining me to reflect on the market movements throughout the day.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.